business in one historic town in eastern Connecticut has always revolved around the ocean. Now, a 250-year-old farm in the area wants to diversify the food economy in more ways than one. It's become a hub to learn about what we eat and value the men and women who produce our food. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports.
Rows of spinach, broccoli, and herbs line a greenhouse at Stoneacre Farms in the seaside community of Stonington. Amy Hussey tries some organic spinach.
Delicious.
Hussey is the chef at Oyster Club, a farm-to-table restaurant in nearby Mystic. Part of her job is ordering fresh produce here. She says she feels
very spoiled. It definitely makes cooking at home a lot harder because there's so much here to choose from all the time. So, yeah, I mean, it just makes you more appreciative and aware of everything that you're buying and what you're surrounded by and what's available. So,
Hussey says she's more aware of who puts food on the table, too. Less than 7% of restaurants are run by female chefs like herself, but women own about 40% of farms in the state. This prompted a special event at the farm to celebrate the surprising amount of women who work in the local food economy.
You don't think about it right off the bat. So it was kind of astonishing when we started putting everything together and thinking about, wow, it really is a lot of females.
Stoneacre's farm has fostered a network of women working in the farm-to-table industry. Jane Miser is co-owner. Miser says she's been inspired by strong women who have played a role in her family business since they built the farm in 1765.
My grandmother's force absolutely is very much within the walls of this house and this property. And I just remember with her making currant jelly and having the currants boiling on the electric stove in the kitchen and just spending time with her with that.
When her grandparents died, the farm sat vacant for 8 years. Then she and her husband, who owns several local restaurants, had an idea.
A lot of these larger properties are very expensive to maintain. So how can small farms in New England survive on something besides just farming?
So they rallied investors. They got special zoning to run businesses on the property. Now other farms look to Stoneacre as a model because it makes money hosting weddings, a farm stand, dinners, and events. Like this one. A panel that invited food producers to discuss how they think the industry should change. They're all women who supply meat, fish, and more to local restaurants. But anthropologist Rachel Black from Connecticut College introduces them not as women, simply as experts.
Women have always been there. I just want to say that. Women have always been in the fields, in the kitchens, in boats, on the ocean, in the sea. In every aspect of food production, we've always been there.
One expert is Rachel Slattery from Rhode Island.
So I joke that male-dominated industries are like where I've spent all of my life there.
Slattery worked on fishing boats for several years before she founded Wild Harmony Farm with her husband. She realized she couldn't afford to eat the kind of grass-fed beef she wanted, so she learned to raise it herself.
I also really believe that without education, there's no sense in even really caring about food at all, right? If we're not learning about how it's being grown, who's growing it, how to cook it, how to source it, all of that, how to budget for it, it's just like we can't make this work. We're all going to end up at McDonald's.
The Yellow Farmhouse at Stoneacres is one place where people can learn about this sort of thing. Jen Rothman is the education director on the farm. She works with kids as young as 3 years old. Rothman shows them how to pull a carrot out of the ground and chop it for supper.
It's not so innovative, except that it's just not done anymore. I mean, people have been cooking together and learning from parents and grandparents and community members forever.
Rothman believes making and sharing meals together changes our relationship to food.
It makes it a little bit more special, and I think the innovative part is using that as really a mechanism to get people to care more deeply about the people who are growing our food and about the soil that it's coming from.
Here in Stonington, a small farming community may inspire a new generation to slow down and enjoy a seat at the table. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.